Hollywood hottie Glenn Powell gained mainstream fame playing a supporting, masculine, villainous role in the 2022 smash box office hit Top Gun Maverick. Since then, he's played leading roles not much in action blockbusters, but more often in lighthearted comedies, like Hitman from 2023 and the TV series Chad Powers, which started in 2025. The latest of these comedies led by Glenn Powell is the dark satire How to Make a Killing, written and directed by John Patton Ford. How to Make a Killing is a violent, rated R film about a young man bent on revenge and riches. After his mother is shunned by her hugely wealthy family for marrying outside her aristocratic class, Glenn Powell's character, Beckett, is born and raised in the working-class world of New Jersey. Enduring both his parents' deaths and growing up in foster care, with no support from his extended family, Beckett decides in his 30s that he's due his rightful inheritance no matter what. So Beckett follows a secret plan to kill the 7 cousins, aunts, uncles, and grandparents in his way to become the first member in line for the family fortune. When it seems like our current middle-class financial challenges are getting harder and harder to live with and harder to overcome, How to Make a Killing easily touches a nerve on growing wealth inequities. Although other film lovers might categorize this one as a comically grim twist on economic class differences, I feel more comfortable categorizing this as a bore alert. I know the premise sounds fun and is ripe for twisted death scenes, gallows humor, and ridiculing the 1%, but it's too boring to do any of that stuff well. Part of my dislike for this film is that it's a remake, but a poor remake at that. In 1907, Roy Horniman published the novel Israel Rank, the autobiography of a criminal. This novel was first adapted into the 1949 film Kind Hearts and Coronets, starring Alec Guinness and Dennis Price. It was also adapted for the stage in the hilarious Broadway musical A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, first produced in 2013. How to Make a Killing is essentially a remake of Kind Hearts and Coronets. The Kind Hearts and Coronets film is a masterful British comedy. Its dialogue is sharp, witty, and cunning. It sleekly combines devilishly emotionless greed and inferred murder scenes with civilized manners and English stuffiness. That's my problem with How to Make a Killing. Nothing is funny, or at least nothing is funny enough to genuinely smile at or remember. Also, none of the actors look like they're having any fun, except for Margaret Qualley playing a manipulative housewife in skimpy Chanel suits. This film is tonally all over the place, jumping from one mood to the next. Some murder scenes show lots of planning and build-up, while others are rushed with less than 2 minutes of screen time. Instead of trying to be funny, How to Make a Killing tries to be a psychological crime thriller with a moralistic edge. That's fine for a remake to take a different direction than its original film, but that doesn't mean it has to be boring. After leaving the movie theater, I kept thinking to myself, why did the director try adapting this into something so serious? That's when I realized who the director slash screenwriter, John Patton Ford, actually is. This American man wrote and directed the 2022 heist drama Emily the Criminal, starring Aubrey Plaza. Now, Emily the Criminal is a great, simple, serious commentary on wealth inequity. It appears John Patton Ford was trying to continue the mood of this previous film into his new one. Sadly, it didn't work. You will be much more fulfilled watching Kind Hearts and Coronets or Emily the Criminal. For Flicks at 48, I'm KCT Allen.